This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pressure coming on 3rd and 10. Picked up enough to give him time to find George Kittle. Begins from the 30. Purdy will look to throw it. Going long, there is Jennings. Oh, he's got it! Perfect throw, and then Jennings reaches out to put it in for 46.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
That was all the way back week 4, Niners versus the Patriots, one of their wins this year. You're going to hear, hopefully, a whole lot more of Purdy to Kittle, Purdy to Juwan. I would imagine those are going to be two of Brock Purdy's favorite targets this year. And why you're going to hear hopefully a whole lot more of it is because Brock Purdy is going to be the quarterback for the 49ers for an extended period of time, according to reports, including from Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, who will join us in about 30 minutes right here on 95.7 The Game. And it's Willard and Dibs. Grandy in for Willard. So Dibs and Grandy with you. The 49ers and Brock Purdy have agreed to a 5-year, $265 million contract extension. Hopefully we hear a whole lot more of Purdy to Kittle and Purdy to Juwan.
Yeah, and Purdy to McCaffrey and Purdy to Cowing and Purdy to Ayuk come October, maybe.
And to Pearsall?
Right, Ricky Pearsall, whatever it is. But I do look at the Niners this year, and the schedule is stacked up a little bit road-heavy to start. But when you look at the overall opponents, it's not that daunting. And so you look at Brock Purdy coming in this year, and he's not going to make $53 million this year. Yep. The contract kicks in, the full salary kicks in next year. So everybody who wants to talk about how it's an overpay, well, yeah, we can wait until next year to decide what that means for all the other people on the roster. But for now, they built this cap room to do this, and you could say they carved out too much cap room by getting rid of certain players that they didn't want to pay, you know, here and there, this and that, but this is what they chose to do, and they like their quarterback, and when you like your QB, you have to make room to pay that QB.
And how does that make you feel, Niner fans? The faithful, I mean, are you excited about the deal? 5 years, $265 million, that is $53 million a year, which is seventh most among quarterbacks all time. His $181 million total guaranteed is eighth most among NFL quarterbacks all time. Is this a fair deal for the Niners? Is it a fair deal for Brock? Is it a win-win for both sides? Or is this too much to pay to a quarterback in Brock Purdy? Let us know how you think at 888 888- 888-957-9570. Again, Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, who broke this news, will join us at 3:30 in about 25 minutes right here on Willard and Dibs. It's Dibs and Grandy with you, and we're live from Chase Center as we get ready for the first ever regular season game for the Golden State Valkyries, the newest WNBA team hosting the LA Sparks tonight at 7 o'clock. Dibs and I with you live from Chase until 6 o'clock here on 95.7 The Game. Let's go back out to the phone lines, though, reacting to this Brock Purdy contract. Matt in Orinda is up next. Matt, what do you think of this Brock Purdy contract?
Well, gentlemen, good afternoon. Grandy, what a day to be sitting in, huh?
I know, right? I lucked out.
You lucked in, I think is what it is. Hey, Dibs, I don't know if you heard the same story. You probably did, but word out of Santa Clara is that what got this done is Brock looked at John Lynch, and when John said, is that really the number, Brock looked at him and said, it's an inflation sensation, baby.
Yeah, that's a buck, and you can go ahead and pay that toward Brock Purdy, but it is an inflation sensation, and if you think that Brock Purdy is a top whatever quarterback, 6, 8, 10, 12, wherever you think that he is, this is the going rate, Matt. Like, if you want a quarterback that you have and you like, you got to pay him, and this is what the freight is.
Yeah, and, you know, on the more serious side, right, look, there's multiple sides to this thing. And I think the team looks good in this. I think Brock looks good in this. I think the fans can mostly understand it. And, you know, the place you don't want to be sitting in is, oh, we didn't sign him, or we made him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. You don't want either one of those places. And so, you know, Dibs, what you end up with there is a correlation sensation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cha-ching!
That's another buck right there. And Matt, you understand this. And, you know, as a guy who frequents the fourth bore there in Orinda, when you go in there and you want to get a pint and it's $8.50, you realize that it's partly zip code based, and you go somewhere that is maybe lower in the income stratosphere, that same pint might be $5.75. It's just the way it goes.
First of all, shout out Fourth Boar, because you
love the
Boar.
Yep, thank you.
But this is a good contract, and you know Brock has proven that he deserves this chance. It's more likely to work out than not, based on I think what we've seen, and it ends up looking pretty good for all sides, I think. So I'll let you guys go with that. Shout out Jimmy Butler and Matt Chapman. Yeah. Let's go.
Thank you, Matt. And next time you go in the fourth port, tell him Dib sent you, and you'll get absolutely nothing. But just tell him that. It's a nice little spot there.
A little word of mouth, even if there's no benefit.
Well, and it was called the fourth bore before there actually was a fourth bore. Because I don't know if you're a big Caldecott Tunnel user, but there used to be three bores. So in the morning, two going toward the city, one going toward the east, and then in the afternoon, the converse. So if you were going against the grain, it would be four lanes merging down to two. Mm. It was an absolute cluster chuck, if I may. But now that there are four bores, you get two out and two in. So
makes it smoother.
Makes it smoother. Yeah.
888-957-9570. Brock Purdy and the 49ers have agreed to a 5-year, $265 million contract extension. That's $53 million per year, seventh most among NFL quarterbacks on the guaranteed number that we know right now, $181 million total guaranteed, eighth most all-time among NFL quarterbacks. How do you feel? Is this a good deal for the 49ers? Let us know at 888-957-9570. Dylan is in
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nesto, and he's up next. Dylan, you're on with Dibs and Grandy on Willard and Dibs. How you doing, Dylan?
I'm a lot better before I heard the news, you know what I mean? To be honest with you, it's a terrible deal. And to be honest with you, I don't see why it would work out. I don't understand, like, what people are seeing that thinks it's going to work out. The guy drops the ball every time that it comes down to a game-winning drive. He throws a lot of interceptions. We're not going to hear him to Brandon Ayuk. We're going to hear him, oh, Arizona defender catches another interception. And then another thing is, we didn't jump up in the draft this year, but the Philadelphia Eagles went and drafted a quarterback before we did. They won the Super Bowl last year. And they got a good quarterback. And then we haven't even drafted a good quarterback, too. It reminds me of C.J. Beathard, reminds me of Nick Mullins, reminds me of our trade for Jimmy. And then it's like, come on, bro.
So, Dylan, what did
taking my call.
Dylan, real quick, what did you want the Niners to do if you didn't want them to sign Brock? Who do you want playing quarterback for the Niners?
I wanted to go get Kyle McCord, and I wanted to go get him from Syracuse. But, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles thought he was good enough to go get him. So, you know, to be honest with you, Vandy, I think my opinion's pretty good.
All right, Dylan. I respect your opinion. I just don't know if Kyle McCord could turn out to be an okay quarterback. He wasn't drafted at all highly.
Right.
But if you're going into a season where you've got an aging Kittle and an aging McCaffrey and an aging Trent Williams, and you throw out there like a fifth-round pick at quarterback, for a fifth-round rookie at quarterback,
right?
Well, you're not going to have success that way.
Well, even when you drafted Brock Purdy in the seventh round, you didn't start him right away, and you didn't even really have designs on starting him until you had to. And you had Jimmy Garoppolo, you had Trey Lance, and then it got down to Brock Purdy, and then, yeah, turned out he was good. And so I don't know, when you look at the NFL and you look at any team, for example, outside of a team that's clearly rebuilding, and you look at your quarterback, and you have a quarterback who's done well, and he's, what, 4-2 in the playoffs in his first 4 years? I think that's the number in his playoff record. And 2 years ago, he had one of the best years quarterback rating-wise in the history of the league.
Yep.
It's a guy who not only has shown that he can be good, but he's also shown that he fits in this system. And he's won in this system. And so you've got that quarterback. Why would you try to do something else? And you're going to reset with a rookie and hope, fingers crossed, that he's actually the guy?
Yeah.
That's not the way you go about winning as a successful franchise.
If you have a quality backup option, then you can seriously consider maybe not giving this contract out. But the Niners don't have any realistic quality backup option right now. Maybe you think that Mac Jones is going to pull a Sam Darnold, and in a couple of years he's going to be signing a big contract with whatever team wants him. And there's certainly a possibility of that. But again, like we've said earlier, you're in a position the Niners are in. You kind of have to give Brock Purdy the contract that he asks for, and there's going to be negotiations involved. And the fact that it's $53 million a year is the reported number. It could have been a whole lot higher. At least I was kind of expecting it to be a little bit higher. So if I'm a Niner fan, and I am a Niner fan, I'm feeling honestly a little bit relieved because it gets up closer to $60 million a year, Dibs, and I know that the guaranteed numbers are so much more important. That's right. The actual number, amount of money that you will be paying to that guy. We don't yet know the fully guaranteed number. We know the total guarantee, which is $181 million of the $265 all in over the course of 5 years. I get a little bit worried about how the Niners might be able to build a roster around Brock and be competitive if that number climbs up above like 55, up towards 60. But at 53, I think this is a number the Niners, once they saw it, they were like, all right, you know what? Yes, we're in. $53 million a year, signed, sealed, and delivered. We'll take it.
Well, especially this year where the number's not going to be 53. It's going to be $5 million plus whatever the prorated portion of the bonus that he signed is. So it might be 20, 25, whatever that number is. You've got the room now. The real question is going forward, as the Brock Purdy number begins to balloon, what can you do around him roster-wise to still be good?
Yeah. Now that's going to be the challenge for the 49ers, not just for this season, but going forward throughout the life of the contract. Because Niner fans, whether you like it or not, things are set up for Brock Purdy to be the quarterback of the 49ers over the next 6 years, final year of his rookie deal, and these 5 years that he just signed on for, 5 years, $265 million. So, Niner fans, the faithful, how do you feel about Brock being the guy, assuming health, for the 49ers over the next 6 seasons? How does that make you feel? 888-957-9570. Don is in Berkeley, and Don's up next here on Willard and Dibs. It's Dibs and Grandy with you, Don. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Reacting to this crazy news. Good. What did you think about the Brock contract?
Well, as a football fan, which I've been for about 65 years now, I think it's a good deal, and I'm glad there's no drama about it. And I think Purdy's a good guy. He's a solid guy. I think he has some things to prove, but he's mostly done a good job. And I think with the tools he's going to have, he's going to have a good career. I wanted to comment about the statement that I don't care what he does with the money once he gets it. And I understand that. I understand the system we're in, and, you know, capitalism is the way of the world. But there should be at least some acknowledgement that $253 million or whatever it is, it's not the biggest contract in the world. But, you know, if you walk through San Francisco and you see the homeless people sleeping on the street, I don't want to be a Donnie Downer about it, but there should be a little bit of balance in the world about it. What money gets spent on, and at least I would like some comparisons to people like Eric Armstead or Steph Curry or Jaylen Brown, who are athletes who get big contracts and then turn back some of that to the community, not just with the dollars, but with their presence by showing their face and having eat, play, learn, and doing something like that. And I think that Brock Purdy follow Steph's example in the Bay Area.
Yeah, but I do. I think you're right, and I don't want to cut you off, but I do think that you have to give him a chance to get that money before we judge exactly what he does with that money. And honestly, he's got no civic or moral responsibility to do what Eric Armstead and Steph Curry do.
I'm sure we'll see him do some of it, though.
Of course.
He seems like that kind of guy.
Right, and you know,
and of course, great to see, and you encourage all your athletes in your area to do that, to make the community a better place, and I'm sure he will.
At the same time, like, none of us talk about Draymond Green, but he does a ton for the Autism Society that we never hear about, and there are many players who do things that we never hear about, and just because Brock Purdy hit the lottery today and he got a contract worth $265 million, it doesn't now make him more responsible to do something for the homeless just because now he's making $53 million a year. That, for me, becomes financially and morally unfair.
Yeah, that's a little more than $1 million for every player that was picked ahead of him in the NFL draft.
That's about right.
What was he, 262 is that Mr. Sounds
about right.
Something like that?
Yeah.
$265 million is the
total. I have a friend who was a former school teacher and a former school principal who once a week makes burritos and goes out and delivers them to the homeless. And he doesn't make $53 million. It's awesome. And he does that because he wants to, and he cares about people at that level. So just because Brock Purdy's making $53 million a year doesn't mean that he or you or anybody else is more morally obligated to do nice things for other people.
Yeah, and I think the comment that Don was reacting to was me saying I don't care how he spends his money once he gets it. That was in reaction to one of our other callers who said, some car that Brock Purdy might buy. My essential point is I don't care what car Brock Purdy buys with this money. It's his money. He can do with it whatever he wants,
right.
But I'm sure that he is going to be a guy who's going to give back to his community because that just seems like the kind of guy that he is.
No, but
which
I'm
is also
with
a guy
you
want in your locker room.
Like, I don't know what you make, and you don't know what I make, and you probably don't care how I spend my money, and
no,
I don't care how you spend your money. As long as, you know, we do things within the confines of the law and safety and consideration for others, that's all you're looking for, and you know, what we know about Brock Purdy from the outside looking in is he is a family man and he is a Christian. He loves his wife and he doesn't strike me as a guy who's going to, I don't know, get a Lamborghini and go 128 miles an hour down the road and, you know, crash into people, which we've seen NFL people do.
I'm pretty confident he'll still be driving a Toyota, Dibs. I'll
no
put
doubt.
It that way.
Yep. Shout out Corolla.
Shout out. Or maybe a truck, maybe a Tundra. I don't know.
Could
we'll
be.
See.
Yeah.
Some kind of Toyota car. Hey, now he's got the ability. He could have a couple of them in the garage.
No doubt.
If he wants with this 5-year, $265 million extension. Per reports, that's $53 million a year, $181 million total guaranteed. Brock Purdy locked up for the 49ers this year, the final year of his rookie deal, plus another five on top of that. Let's keep it rolling here on the phone lines at 888-957-9570. Carlos is in San Jose and wants to weigh in. Carlos, what do you think about this Purdy contract?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show. You guys do a great job. In regards to the contract, I think he's well-deserving of it, given his accolades of his young career. I mean, what, two NFC championship games, one Super Bowl appearance. You got players like Dak Prescott that made $60 million that I don't believe has made it to an NFC championship game. You got players like Trevor Lawrence, who's making $55 million, who hasn't really done much in the playoffs. The only other person that I could, you know, kind of put him up there would be Joe Burrow. So to me, Brock Purdy's a, you know, great player. $53 million seems great. I feel like he could have dragged this on and just kind of made a spectacle of it to hinder the team. So I love having this, just that ability of a quarterback as a Niner fan, and just been enjoying what he's done with the team. And I think he's very well deserving of this contract.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Carlos. And yeah, you brought up like Dak Prescott, who's making $60 million a year.
Yep.
He's been a starting quarterback in the NFL for a whole lot longer than Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy has a number more postseason wins than Dak Prescott does.
Dak has two.
Brock has four.
Double
the amount of wins in how many fewer seasons? Like four fewer seasons?
Yeah, Dak is 2-5. And Brock is
4-2, as you said earlier. Yeah. And we had a caller earlier, I think it was Dylan, who definitely of everyone we've heard from so far today, Dibs, reacting to this Brock Purdy contract, was the most out on it, citing Brock Purdy's inability to come from behind in fourth quarters. As memory serves, Dibs, two of those four postseason wins versus the Packers and versus the Lions two seasons ago, were come from behind in the second half. Those were pretty big in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Pretty big moments.
I saw a stat. It might have been from Warren Sharp. Warren Sharp Football does such a good job on Twitter. But the stat was about being down in the last 7 minutes and what your numbers are. And I don't believe he's thrown a touchdown in those spots in the games where they've been down at all. In the last 7 minutes, I think he had zero touchdowns and six picks. And that's the last 7 minutes. So that is, you get the ball back and you're down by whatever, 1-3, 1-5 or whatever the deficit is. And you have to go out there and try to make things happen. And he hasn't been great in those spots. But I'm with you. Like the Packer game, the Lion game, you're 4-2 in the playoffs. And the team, when fully compromised or fully comprised, rather, they've been good with Brock Purdy.
No, they have been. Last year was rough. No one is denying that. And Brock Purdy not playing anywhere near as good as he was a couple of years ago was a big part of that. But we can't kid ourselves. We have to also recognize that there were so many other factors that contributed to the 49ers struggling a bit last year. Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, who broke this news, he's going to join us coming up in about 8 minutes here on 95.7 The Game. It's Willard and Dibs. I'm in for Willard, so Dibs and Grandy with you live from Chase Center as we get ready for the Valkyries' first ever regular season basketball game as they christen the new WNBA season. That game versus the Sparks tips off at 7 o'clock right here from Chase Center. If you're on your way over, once you're in the building, you can stop by and say what's up. Before we head to break, though, let's get out to the phone lines again. Mark is in San Francisco and wants to weigh in. Mark, the floor is yours. What do you think about this Brock contract?
You guys, I think Brock is stud. I like everything he's done. As you said, he's been clutch in the playoffs. I just think that Kyle, now that he's a guy that we're moving forward with, he needs to design more plays where he's in drop back or in shotgun, more options, rollout passes for sure. And big time, they need to make it a priority to bolster up that offensive line because the kid needs protection.
Yeah, Mark, there's no doubt. Now it becomes even more challenging, though, to do that, Dibs, because when you had Brock Purdy on a rookie deal, and he's still on the rookie deal, one more year left, but when these big numbers, close to around $50 million a year, start coming down the pipe, then you're going to be a little more challenged financially to get talent around him.
And that's where you have to hit in the draft.
Yep.
And this year they did not use draft capital on the offensive line, and you know, you've got a guard that you like, and your left tackle is Hall of Fame. I don't know how long he's going to be here. So the thinking would be next year that's going to be somebody that you need to replace, because as you start to look at the roster, not this year but next year, and you look at some contracts that are going to be coming due, you're going to have to do a lot in the draft. And that's where last year's draft, not this past one, but last year, you did really well, I thought. You got a lot of players to help you. But this year you need to hit again in order to keep that quote-unquote cheap labor around, so that if your quarterback's making $53 million a year,
yeah,
you can afford to still be good because you have a lot of the guys on rookie deals.
Yeah, I've got a break in a minute here, and Tom Pelissero is coming up on the other side. But, Dibs, how fair is this? This comes courtesy of the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line from the 415. Brock Purdy has not performed when he doesn't have all-stars around. Is that fair?
I guess it's fair. And you look at last year when they went 6-11, and you could look at why they went 6-11, and part of it was because of Brock Purdy. And, you know, we could talk about most every other team in the NFL, and the majority of them don't perform when they don't have other people around them who are legitimate, you know, all-stars.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes is obviously the anomaly, and Josh Allen is another one. But look at Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence had one or two good years, and then since then he's fallen off. And Dak Prescott, and you know, even Jared Goff, who now that he's with Detroit and they've got a lot of talent around him, now they're good again. So I think you could put that label on almost any quarterback.
That's fair. All right, time for a break here on Willard and Dibs. It's Dibs and Grandy. I'm in for Willard today. We're live from Chase Center as we get ready for the first ever Valkyries regular season WNBA game. The LA Sparks are in town. Tip-off is at 7 right here from Chase. And, of course, you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. Also, if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Willard and Dibs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. While you're there, make sure to check out what Warriors Insider Anthony Slater had to say to the guys on the morning roast earlier today about the offseason ahead for the Golden State Warriors. Good stuff there, as always, with Slater. Okay, time for a break. Tom Pelissero, who broke this Brock Purdy contract news. If you're just joining us, 5 years, $265 million is the deal from the Niners to Brock Purdy. Tom Pelissero of NFL Network joins us next to break down every angle of this deal that's coming up when we return right here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.